Our story begins at Windsor Academy, where Dara is having lunch with Clint in the cafeteria.
So what is Stacy's problem? Is something really the matter, or is she just being a drama queen?
Well, a little bit of both. You know how she is.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
She's pissed off at me right now because Bobby has been talking to me and they split up.
She's jealous of you and Bobby?
Yes, can you believe that?
Dara, you don't have anything going on with Bobby, do you?
No, of course not. I'm not interested in anyone right now.
Okay, but you could tell me if you were.
I know. But honestly, if I was going to be involved with anyone, it would be...
It would be who?
Speak of the devil. Hey, Bobby, what's up?
Dara, hi. I was wondering if you had a chance to talk to Stacy. I try calling her, but she won't take my calls, and her mother hates me more than ever right now.
Stacy's not speaking to me right now. She accused me of going after you and wanting you for myself.
What? You're kidding me.
Nope. I know you care about her, Bobby, but maybe you're better off without her.
I knew it! That's Bobby, isn't it? Oh, you bitch!
Oh, Bobby, I have to go. I'll call you later.
Bye.
Just relax, Stacy.
You know what? If he's willing to date trash like you, he doesn't deserve a prize like me.
Stacy, chill out.
Oh, shut up, Clint. You don't even realize how she's stringing you along, too. She has every man in her life wrapped around her finger.
Get lost, Stacy. Take your drama somewhere else.
Gladly.
At Alexandra's apartment, Adriana has just answered a knock on the door and finds Gretchen on her doorstep.
Oh, hi.
Adriana, hi. You may not know who I am, but...
Oh, I know who you are. But I can't imagine why you're here standing at my door. Are you lost?
No, I'm not lost. I stopped by to see if you were home. Andrew told me that I could find you here.
Remind me to thank him later.
Look, can I come in? There's something I need to talk to you about.
I can't imagine what we have to say to each other.
Please, I think this is really important to the both of us.
At Wilson's Diner, Bobby and Dara are talking at a corner table.
Stacy heard me talking to you on the phone and blew a gasket.
Oh, great.
She's such a drama queen. She and I have a love-hate relationship, I guess. And it's mostly hate. Right now it certainly is.
You two have seemed reasonably friendly since I've known you.
Well, I know she's been through a tough year, so I've tried to tolerate her, but it's not easy.
She can be a handful.
But I know you care about her. Maybe some time apart will do you good.
You might be right. I'm barely making enough money here to pay for the room I rented. I can't deal with any drama right now.
If it's meant to be... it will happen.
Dara, I know I've said this before, but you're so easy to talk to. I'm glad we've become friends.
Me too. And despite what Stacy thinks, I'm not trying to get you to fall in love with me.
I know. You just seem to really have it all together.
Then I must be a hell of an actress. 2 years ago, I was a complete rebel. But then my mom died, and I moved here to live with Chuck, and a lot of things changed for me.
I was talking to Clint the other day, and he always speaks very highly of you.
I think in an ideal world, Clint and I might still be together, but a lot has happened to both of us that changed everything.
Well, like you said, if it's meant to be, it'll come back around. Someday.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.